Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller, and today's episode is brought to you by Charge ASAP. Apple has announced that it is committing $2.5 billion to combat the housing crisis in its home state of California. Apple's commitment includes $1 billion in affordable housing investments, $1 billion in mortgage assistance for first-time homebuyers, and $300 million worth of Apple land that's being opened up to affordable housing projects. Specifically, the $1 billion Affordable Housing Fund will provide an open line of credit for California to build housing for low to moderate income households. The $1 billion dedicated to mortgage assistance will help first-time homebuyers with financing and down payments. Apple is also committing $200 million to a new initiative targeted at lower-income housing and vulnerable populations in the Bay Area. $150 million of that will go towards long-term forgivable loans and grants for those who need it. The other $50 million will be donated to the Destination Home charity, which aims to reduce homelessness across Silicon Valley. For these initiatives, Apple says that it has worked closely with the state of California, the governor, and other community-based organizations on how to best allocate these funds. And we should expect more news to come as time progresses. A new supply chain report today says that Apple is partnering with Valve on an AR headset product that would launch during the second half of 2020. The report comes from Digitimes, so it should be treated with some skepticism, but it describes the headset as a head-mounted display device. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple would launch an AR headset in mid-2020 in collaboration with third-party brands. Therefore, it's possible that Valve is one such partner. Today's report says that Apple's own AR headset was in development, but the project has more recently pivoted to working with Valve hardware instead. Code findings in iOS 13 have shown evidence of a plug-in system in which the connected iPhone would communicate with a connected stereo augmented reality headset. That connection would use an appropriate app extension for the given hardware, and it suggests that Apple may announce more than one compatible third-party headset. The purpose of Apple's AR headset project remains unclear. One possibility is that third-party headsets will be released first for some targeted use cases, such as augmented reality gaming, and then Apple will follow up with its own official Apple AR headset in future years. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Charge ASAP and its brand new Infinity Cable launching this month. The Infinity Cable is a 6.5-foot nylon cable with interchangeable magnetic connectors for USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB. This allows you to use the same cable with all of your devices, and it brings back Apple's MagSafe-like magnetic disconnect functionality. While there are other magnetic cables on the market, Infinity Cable is the first with full support for 100-watt power delivery and Qualcomm Quick Charge. This allows you to charge your MacBooks and other devices at full speed, with support for data transfer as well. You can get Infinity Cable now for up to 60% off of its expected retail price, with early bird pricing on Kickstarter of just $25 per cable with the included connectors. And thanks to Charge ASAP, 9 to 5 Mac is launching a MacBook Pro giveaway in the coming weeks to celebrate the launch of the Infinity Cable. Hit up the link in the show notes to check it out, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Adobe is marking the start of its annual Creativity Conference today with significant updates to many of its desktop and mobile Creative Cloud apps. Headlining Adobe Max 2019 is the release of Photoshop for iPad, alongside the launch of Adobe Aero and more. After over a year of waiting, Adobe is finally releasing Photoshop for iPad. It's worth noting that upfront, Photoshop for iPad, as it exists today, is very much a foundation of what's to come, and it's not a finished product. Adobe says that it has started out by building Photoshop's top workflows, like compositing, masking, painting, blend modes, and retouching, and that more will be added over time. One of the key features in Photoshop on iPad is PSD support for Cloud Documents, the file management system powered by Creative Cloud. This allows Photoshop files to be saved between the desktop and iPad as well as other Adobe apps. If you're an active Photoshop subscriber on the desktop, you already have access to Photoshop on iPad, and it's free to download in the App Store. New users will need to get a Creative Cloud subscription in order to access Photoshop on iPad. If you notice features missing from Photoshop for iPad, remember to regularly check back as more features are added. In addition to Photoshop, Adobe today has also previewed Illustrator for iPad. The app is still in its early stages of development, with an initial release targeted for sometime in 2020, perhaps at Adobe Max 2020. Like Photoshop on iPad, Adobe says that it is reimagining Illustrator from the ground up for a touch-first experience and with optimizations for the Apple Pencil and more. 9to5Mac's Michael Stieber has all of the details out of Adobe Max, including the new Photoshop Camera app for iOS and the Aero AR app. You can find all of the details at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.